A trial about the site that produced the now infamous green ooze that spilled onto I-696 won't end until at least the spring. Witness testimony finished yesterday in the trial of Madison Heights versus electroplating services owner Gary Sayers. Yesterday, the defense made its case. Michigan radio reporter Tracy Samilton is covering the trial, and she joins me now. Hi, Tracy.
Good morning.
Tracy, you've been following this lawsuit and trial over the past several weeks. Remind us what's at stake here.
Well, what's at stake is whether the buildings at electroplating services are actually demolished. That would allow the state to go in and take out the soils underneath the buildings. And it's the main building where that earthen pit is, that where Gary Sayers was storing hazardous chemicals that caused the green ooze. And there's still green ooze being produced. It's just that the state is pumping it away from I-696. It's still being created, basically.
You and I spoke about this case a couple of weeks back, and as you mentioned then, the city brought in several witnesses to talk about violations and various issues at the electroplating services site. What did Gary Sayers' attorney do when the defense got its chance to make its case?
Well, my impression is that James Sullivan, Mr. Sayers' attorney, had a real uphill battle here during this trial. The evidence the city brought was really overwhelming, that the inside of electroplating services was a shambles, that there were unsafe conditions there, and, of course, the illegally stored hazardous chemicals. So he mainly tried to get city and state witnesses to admit that they had colluded to drive Gary Sayers out of business, that they didn't give him a fair shake. So in the end, he only brought one witness, and that was a structural engineer who said, well, if you look at the actual building itself, it's structurally sound and could be repaired.
And I think it's worth noting here that Gary Sayers is not at the trial, or was not at this trial, because he's serving time for violations of chemical storage laws.
Yeah. So his absence is sort of a testimony in and of itself.
Pulling back from the specific allegations here, this is a case about a government asking for permission to demolish a private company's facilities and then have the company pay for it. Did the attorneys on either side touch on the larger issue of government control versus the rights of citizens or businesses?
There wasn't a whole lot of discussion of the constitutional issues. And of course, you know, the courts have upheld the right of cities to have ordinances about tearing down dangerous nuisance properties. So basically, Mr. Sayers' attorney focused on pointing out that sometimes the city and the state didn't even follow their own rules for condemning a business and shutting it down.
Tracy, we had been expecting the trial to wrap up yesterday, but things are on hold for now. What's next?
So the judge wants the attorneys in their closing arguments to closely reference the facts that were brought out during the trial. So they have to get a transcript and then do their closing arguments based on the transcript, and that's going to take some time. So closing arguments are April 1st, and then the verdict is going to be sometime after that.
So, Tracy, when we do eventually get to the point where the judge is making the decision, what are her options in this case?
Well, to say, nope, you haven't made the case, City of Madison Heights, that these buildings should be torn down. She could say, yes, the city made its case, tear them all down. Or she could say, look, the real problem here is the main building where the electroplating was actually done, so you can tear that down, but not the other buildings.
Okay, that's Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton. Tracy, thanks a lot.
Happy to be here.
You're listening to Michigan Radio.